Hi, I'm Pastor Dallas Billington, senior pastor here at City Church, and we want to welcome you today to our services. We hope that no matter what you're facing in life, that through the message today, through God's word, he will truly encourage your heart.
Hi, I'm Dallas Billington, and I want you to know that we're starting a new church in the Akron-Canton area called City Church. Hopefully in March, we're going to be able to tell you more about that, about what we want to do. But you know, we want to bring the love and the light of Jesus Christ to hurting people. If you're honest with yourself as you're watching this tonight, I know there's some area in your life that maybe you're scared about, maybe you're hurting, and you need hope. I want you to know that Jesus, through his word, through the power of the Holy Spirit, will give you hope in anything that you face. And that's what we're going to do when we worship each and every week. When we open up God's word, you're going to be able to leave each and every Sunday knowing that you have hope through Jesus Christ. So I hope you'll stay tuned next week. We'll be able to give you more information about our church and where we're going to meet. Thanks for being with us. This is Pastor Dallas. I want to give you an update on City Church. Amazed to see what has happened in the last week. The Lord has given us a place to meet in downtown Akron, and called Musica. And as of March 30th at 11 a.m., we're going to start City Church. Just so happy to know that many of you have been praying and how God has blessed. So I just want you to continue to stay tuned. What we're going to do is give people hope in Jesus. Hope that you'll be with us each and every Sunday starting March 30th at Musica in downtown Akron to celebrate the Lord Jesus Christ and to give people hope in the world that we live in today.
Hey, the day's finally here. We want to welcome you to Musica, City Church, Sunday morning, 11 a.m. We want you here. Ten years later, here we are. I can't believe it, how fast time goes. But at the same time, it goes slow too. And I want to thank you. Since the day that we started at Musica, you believed in a vision that we could give people hope through the light of Jesus Christ. And here we are, 10 years later. God, just the same as we said, and you believed in that vision, that he was going to give us a place. And he has. We didn't want a debt, and the Lord has given us City Church at this place on George Washington Boulevard, right next to Akron Airport, right next to the Rubber Bowl. And we want to see you here this Sunday. Don't miss it. And the following Sunday, and the following Sunday, and the following Sunday. And just as I said and shared with all of you 10 years ago about Jesus being light and being love and giving you hope, let me read that verse again. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Those are the words of Jesus Christ. We trust and believe this is the true word of God. We will always stand on it. In the day that we're living in, we want to give you hope in this dark world. Please come and be a part of a fellowship of believers that we know in this time that we're living in, everybody needs what God tells us through Jesus Christ and his word. Come with us and know that Jesus will give you light. We hope to see you here.
All right. You know, I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to show you some pictures that maybe you won't quite understand, but I want to build off of that to let you know that Jesus always builds his church, the spiritual house, no matter what we see in front of us, and I want you to take it into your personal life. Let's pray. Father Jesus, we are humbled. We're thankful. Lord, we're amazed to see already what you've done. And Lord, within these 10 years, the people have been saved and baptized and lives changed and babies dedicated. And Lord, we look to you no matter what things might look like. Let people know today is the day that things can change in their life because of you. Today is a day of salvation. Today is a day that we begin to look at any situation in our life and know that you've given us hope. So no matter what people are facing today, may it be a new day that they see you, not the circumstances that they're in, and to know that you will always, always build your church till you come back. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you to see some pictures where I was at this last week, if you don't realize. But oh yeah, go ahead. Are the kids in here? We're all over the place. I don't even know what I'm doing today. So go ahead, let all the kids out. Go ahead, guys, kids, girls, guys. I've gone to do so many things this week and stood wherever I'm at going, what am I doing? I don't know what I'm doing. There's so much going on. But I want to show you some pictures in a minute. And a lot of you are not going to understand this, but I want to build off of it to let you know today's a day that Jesus is always in control. Don't look at what you see. Look at Jesus in your life. Go ahead and show them, Jim, what I want them to see. These are some of the pictures that I took over at the old temple. This is the devastation that's over there right now on Manchester Road. Doesn't even look, you can't even tell what it is. But these are the different hallways that many of you walked up and down. And this doesn't even do justice to what I saw over there. And you see all those green things? I'm going to show you what they are in just a minute. And there, all that white in the stained glass is where people threw rocks at it and broke it out. So, anyways. So it's been, I've had so many phone calls and people wondering why. But I want you to know, and these are all those things that are on the floor there. And you say, what are those? There's hundreds of them all over. They're my grandfather's old messages. People just used them as frisbees all over the floor. They went through every cabinet, every space, everything imaginable. And it's complete destruction. The building. The building is completely destroyed on the inside. One of the police officers told me, a third of you who walk through there, maybe as kids or young adults, there's 265,000 square feet there. And the police officer and the assistant fire chief told me, Dallas, there's not one square foot out of 265,000 square feet that's not been vandalized. Not one. It's kind of hard to understand. You know, but I want you to know, I don't believe, and I want to take that something bad, maybe something like in your own life right now, maybe something that's in your personal life right now that you can't understand. And the same as you see it, because this coming week, they're going to start knocking it down, the whole facility. And at the same time, it is amazing to me, God has no coincidence, none. It's amazing to me that within the same week that building is going down, we move in and have our first service over at our new church. What does the good Lord want to tell us? What this last service in here today, what is the Lord telling us? Well, he wants us to know something very important about us corporately as a church and about you as an individual. In Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18, and I will also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell or Hades shall not prevail against it. That's God's spiritual house. You know, people have asked me so much over the last few weeks, phone calls and text messages and different things on why. And I don't have the answer why what's happened at Billing. But all I can tell you is this, is I don't know of another mega church in the United States that not only did the devil knock down once, he knocked it down twice. And why is that? It's because all the people that have gotten saved through that ministry, there's some between the United States and around the world, there's some 500 churches that were started just from that place on Manchester Road. So the devil hates and hated what went on there. And so if anybody say, well, are you sad about it? Woe is me? No, I'm mad about it. I'm not happy about it. But I'm not sad about it because I know Jesus is already not only won the victory as we celebrate Easter soon, but Jesus has won the spiritual victory for eternity. Jesus has won the spiritual victory if you will let him in your personal life. I can't thank you enough, and you'll probably hear me repeat myself in the next few weeks. I can't thank you enough for staying a part of this place for many years with the camels on the walls and so many different things going on. We didn't know what to expect, but you showed up every week believing that what you heard through this word every week was true and real and gave you hope. I want you to know is you see one building going down and humbling, thankfully, you see our new church building. Many of you will see that today as we move from this place. And many of you, if you can't move, you're not able to, I just want you to go over and see our new building today that you waited for and in a miraculous way happened for us. All of you know that. And all of you have been a part of this. I want you to see this miracle. I want you to know, though, before I turn to this other verse, when Jesus says he will build his church, that's you. That's me. Yeah, we all a little bit sad that when we see that on 2324 Manchester Road that it's not there anymore, but one day Jesus said this whole earth will be completely burned up. It's gone. The only thing that will matter is what we do for Jesus. But before I turn to one more verse today, I want you to hear me on this, because you see a visual. You see, no matter what the devil tries to do, he cannot win. The devil hated what went on there, so even though the Holy Spirit has left that building over there, he's still doing whatever he can to destroy what happened there, because he knows that he's lost. Now, in your life, I want you to take something that you're looking at, that you're wondering with a big question mark today. Why? And I'm here to share with you, you know what? I might not ever have the answer for you, but I want you to know that all the way along that Jesus is going to show you that he is still there. I'll never be able to thank all of you enough that you've waited 10 years because you saw the vision. I want you to take that in your life before I close with this one other verse. I want you to take that in your life. And I want you to say, can I wait? I see, even though one building's going down, another one's going up, and what the good Lord, Jesus has done, it's so amazing what you'll see today when you're over there. And you'll say to yourself, you will say to yourself when you walk in there today or those that walk in there the next few weeks, wow, this is actually worth it. Are you willing to put in your own spirit and your mindset right now what you're going through that's really, really difficult to say, you know what? If I just see Jesus and I don't don't see the circumstances, and I don't listen to the chat, I don't all these other things. If I just see Jesus, I know that he always wins. He always wins. I want you to know that in your own, if it's your health, if it's your finances, if it's relationships, it might look different than what you thought it might look, but when Jesus does something in our life, you'll say because of eternity, because of lives were at stake, it was worth it. That's what I want you to know. And I want you to know that the things that I've been through or what we have faced since we've started at Musica, man, it's worth it. That's worth it. And if it's worth it and Jesus changed your life, and you're all here today because of he has, then I honestly believe this, what I'm about to share with you, and let me turn to this one other verse today and we'll close. In Matthew, in chapter 5, in verse 16, let your light so shine before men, in other words, mankind, all the world, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Let your light so shine in the midst of a world that's darker than it's ever been. Your light, I please hear what I'm about to say. The next 3 weeks, as we have Palm Sunday is our first service there, and then we have Easter, and then we have our 10th anniversary service there, because it's new, because we're all excited about it, I honestly believe it's going to be, to let our light shine, it's going to be the easiest time that people will come. Easter's the easiest time for people to come to church. And not only that, when they're going to want to see something new. We need to so be praying over the next 3 weeks as we bring all these people. And no wonder the devil's fought so hard. Because eternity is at stake. How many times have we referred to in the very last book of the Bible? The devil is working overtime in your life and in this world because he knows his time is running short. I honestly believe the Bible tells us without a doubt, we don't know when the Lord's coming back. We know this. It says we can see the signs and don't be deceived. I believe somehow, and we don't put a date on it, but I honestly believe in it, and it so drives me in my life to serve the Lord more within the next 5 or 10 years. I honestly believe the Lord's coming back. I mean, we look at our world. So if that's the case, who is it over the next 3 weeks that you want to so shine your light at them? It's a friend, it's a family member. Say, hey, come, we want you to come with us. You're going to experience something you can't believe. I want you to see the miracle that the Lord has done at City Church. I want you to see it. Please be praying about the next few weeks. It is so exciting. I know for all of you, for all of us, I mean, from the way we ended up getting this building to the way it's been remodeled because of the way that you gave, I could go on and on and on. All of those that have worked over there, many of you sacrificially gave your time since the end of December. I've said this once, I've said it 100 times. I've seen the Lord's hand on everything that we've done. There is no way that we could have done what we have done. When you walk in there today and see, there is no way that could have been done in 2 months' time. There's no way unless the Lord's hand wasn't on it. It is truly amazing. So all I want to do is say this. If the Lord saved me, if the Lord watched over me through all my mess and still is, if the Lord saved you and has watched over you through what you're going through, what about your friend that you grew up with? What about your family member? Don't give up. Don't give up on them. Invite them and weave in the story of your life and City Church. And I guarantee you, as I've shared with our pastors and Pastor Ben and I were talking, that I guarantee this, every time someone comes that you bring that doesn't know Jesus, and this world today, the where it's feel good and it's all these other things that we see so many churches do, they will hear the truth. The gospel will be given, and there will always be an opportunity called an invitation so they can accept Jesus as their Savior. That's what we'll continue to do. That's who we are, and I hope that we will always stand on this word, what it says, what it is, till Jesus comes back. I want you to recognize, when you go there today or the next few weeks, you've been a part of a miracle. It's been a journey. In the same way, take it into your personal life, whatever you're dealing with, and know, we are the church. Jesus said, I will build my church. I honestly believe not only that, when more souls will be saved, but he wants to build you and encourage you. And when he does, we will shine our light. And I believe thousands and thousands of people on that place that you waited for, that you gave, that you are part of, and you believed in, that you will be rewarded for all eternity. When you start seeing people come forward at that place, it's going to be unbelievable. And I can't thank you enough. But still today, as I close right now, would you pray with me right now as we close? As our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed, I'm going to do what we always do. I'm going to give you what's called, that you know, an invitation. But if you've tuned in here today, I'm going to ask you two things. I'm going to ask you, if you live in this, come and be a part of what's going to happen over our new place. But if you don't know Jesus, would you pray this prayer with me? That's what we're all about. That's why that building's been built, remodeled, all the things done over there. That's why we still believe in this vision. Everybody still kept coming. That Jesus died on the cross for your sins and for mine. And I know that you believe because you've tuned in today, but I want you to take that step and to trust him. Trust him. Take a step of faith. Pray this prayer with me and find heaven as your home. Jesus, I believe that you are God's son. And Jesus, I, with my mouth, I confess that I am a sinner. And that you died on the cross for all of my sins. And right now, I ask you to come into my heart to forgive me, Jesus. Forgive me for all of my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And Lord, as I know you saved me, you took my sins on the cross of Calvary. From this day forward, help me to live by your resurrection power. Jesus, as Ben leads us in his very last invitation in this place today, after 10 years, if there's still someone here, as we stand in a moment and he leads us in this time, let them know I will pray with them and they can find heaven as their home. In Jesus' name, amen.
I hope Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit, has spoke to you today through his word. You know, no matter what you go through, no matter what you face in life, I want you to know that through the one, Jesus Christ, through his death on the cross of Calvary, he shed his perfect blood for you and for me. And if you pray right now and ask Jesus into your heart, the message that you heard today, why God is speaking to you, I want you to know that you can have hope. And all you have to do is pray with me right now. Don't try and figure it out. The Lord says by faith, we accept Jesus as our Savior, and you'll have hope for eternity. You say, Dallas, will you help me? What do I have to do? Well, let me share with you a verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you're willing to believe that God sent his Son to die on a cross for you, just pray this prayer with me right now. And you can have heaven as your home. Jesus will forgive you for anything you've done in this life. And you can have hope from this day forward. Pray this prayer. Dear Jesus, forgive me a sinner. I believe that you're God's Son. And you came and lived a perfect life. And you died on the cross. And you shed your perfect blood for all of my sin. And right now, Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart, to forgive me for all of my sins, and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And from this day forward, help me to live by your resurrection power. In Jesus' name. If you've prayed that prayer, we want to hear from you. Contact us through our website, City Church AC, or you can get at our church app through any of the streaming services, and we want you to know that we'll contact you. And from this day forward, no matter what you face, you'll always have hope, knowing that Jesus is your Savior, and he'll come through in your life. Thank you for being with us today.